What would you call that kind of theater?
I see it advertised in the paper, Showboat. It's on the south side of town in a building that was built for a restaurant.
Would you
never have been there, mm-hmm. So.
Do you have a name for that type of movie?
Coaches always referred as X-rated movies.
Yeah.
They probably are some names, but I'm not too familiar with that.
What do you call the man who delivers the mail?
The mailman?
All right.
Call the postman.
Which would you use?
Mailman today, at one time, he was generally referred to as a postman.
Suppose it were a woman.
Now you're going to meddling. I've never seen a male woman, so yet. I'm mm-hmm. sure there must be some.
I have. One, at least there used to be. The one who delivered my mail was a woman. I think we said male lady. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess that would be all right.
What do you call the man who picks up the garbage?
He's been the garbage man all of my life. Mm-hmm. Today he's known as a refuge instead of garbage man.
Okay. What would you say
trash man, we used to refer to that.
All right. What would you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall? He has a lot of
pull.
Any other term for that?
He's on the inn or he knows somebody.
Oh, yeah. Would you use clout in that sense?
Yes, that's a real good word for it.
What?
Clout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what would you call a city employee who has no real responsibilities and really no job, but he draws a salary anyway?
He's probably the boss's son-in-law, or he's married to somebody, or...
Would you have a term, a general term for that sort of?
Probably somebody's flunky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flunky's a good term. What would you call a large food store, not a corporate name, but the kind you'd find in a shopping center?
Strange how some things throw you, don't they?
Well, just say I'm going to the...
supermarket.
Okay. And how about a small neighborhood store?
Say about a thing of the past, it's just the corner grocery.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind that opens very early and then stays open late?
7-Eleven or Quick Market or 7-Eleven Minute.
Would you just call it by the specific name, you don't have a general name?
Well, the first ones I've ever seen were 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. so we knew they opened at 7 in the morning, closed at 11 at night, so 7-Eleven was a good catchy name.
Would you use that for all of them, even if they were not 7-Elevens?
Well, as I've been around other places and I've seen Quick Market and seen other names, mm-hmm. yet they all just say to me it's a quick place to get something from 7 in the morning till 11 at night, then no problem.
Okay. What do you call the kind of small food store where they have specialty foods, special meats and salads?
Delicatessens.
Mm-hmm. And then if you didn't want to use your oven in the kitchen, what would you call a kind of several small electric appliances you might use to heat your food?
Well, crock pots are mm-hmm. used today. We have a small combination toaster and oven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about one that you might fry things in?
Electric frying pan or...
And what about that new kind of oven that cooks food very quickly?
Microwave.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Laundrette, but it's a, I guess, mm-hmm. self-service. Go to the corner laundry or laundrette, either one.
Okay. And then what do you call the receptacle that you might put your dirty clothes in?
All my life, it's been the dirty clothes hamper, or the mm-hmm. clothes hamper.
Mm-hmm.
And but you don't hear that much today. In fact, I don't know what my grandchildren say. They just throw it down, I think.
Throw it on the floor and let somebody else
pick it up.
Sounds like children. And then what is the electric thing that you clean the rug with?
Vacuum cleaner.
And the thing inside that you take out and throw away?
The dust bag.
Okay. And if you were going to mop the floor, what would you call the container you put the water in? What was that? Was that the tape recorder doing something?
I hear it pop.
Something popped, well. It's still recording.
Yeah. I guess you're talking about the bucket.
Okay. What would it be made of, this bucket?
Galvanized metal.
All right.
Of course, I have seen some out of plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do have those. Have you seen those machines that some people have for making the garbage into a very small pile?
I sold a few of them, trash compactors.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then what would you call a large container for garbage that you might have right outside your house?
Well, we have an underground garbage can that you step on a pedal and the top comes up and the can is in the ground so that it's not seen.
Oh.
And the garbage man just pulls it out and carries it off and drops it back in the ground.
That's a nice idea. What would you call the very large containers they'd have outside shopping centers?
The Dempsey dumpsters.
Mm-hmm.